Hello. You're listening to the pre-show notes for Aladdin. My name is Dennis Stowe, and I play Jafar on Broadway. I will be describing the visual elements of our show. This information also plays on loop for the 30 minutes prior to the performance. The music for Aladdin was written by Alan Menken with lyrics by Howard Ashman, Tim Rice, and Chad Begelin, with a book by Chad Begelin. The show was directed and choreographed by Casey Nicolaw. The show was adapted from the feature animated film written by Ron Clements, John Musker, Ted Elliott, and Terry Rossio, directed and produced by John Musker and Ron Clements. Design concept. Aladdin is a mashup of musical styles ranging from contemporary ballads to exuberant Bollywood dances and 1930s-style musical numbers. Every color of the rainbow is employed to create a vivid, magical world that moves from a sun-baked desert to a bustling marketplace onto the magnificent airy halls of an eastern palace. Pattern and light are reflected in every aspect with inspiration derived from Middle Eastern tiles, rugs, textiles, and architecture. Geometric shapes based on flowers and plants show up in small details like the pattern on a wall, and larger, such as a full-body costume worn by a dancer. The entire stage is bordered by desert-colored frames that give the entire show a storybook feel. Character descriptions. Aladdin, our hero, is a young man about 18 years old with an impish smile. He wears a pair of baggy, cream-colored harem pants dappled with an understated brown pattern. The pants have a wide, red and orange waistband and come in tightly at the ankle. Over his bare chest, he has on a red and orange patchwork vest that matches the fabric of his waistband. The vest is embroidered all over with colorful thread. He wears a fez, a small, reddish, boxy cap on the back of his head, short brown boots, and a brown stone on a short chain around his neck. Slung across his chest is a small leather bag. Aladdin has three close childhood friends, Kasim, Omar, and Babcock. They are dressed in a style similar to Aladdin's. Kasim wears wide red harem pants that fit closely at the ankle with a red quilted and embroidered vest. Omar is in blue, a long-sleeved top with sheared sleeves open at the chest under a blue embroidered vest. His pants are less voluminous and covered with spirals of lighter fabric. Babcock has mustard yellow harem pants and a yellow shirt under a blue and pink vest. Around his waist is a wide band of dark green cloth. All three of the friends wear fezes that match their outfits and matching necklaces like Aladdin's. A brown bead on a chain, a sign of their close bond. Princess Jasmine is a young woman, also about 18 years old, forthright and eager for adventure outside her normal life in the palace. She has long, dark, cascading curls topped with a sparkling diamond tiara studded with turquoise jewels. Blue jewels dangle from her ears as well. Jasmine wears a bright turquoise outfit, a midriff-bearing top with sleeves that drape over her upper arms, leaving her shoulders bare. She has matching sheer harem pants with slits up the sides. Both pieces are richly beaded and embroidered. Later in the show, she will disguise herself in a long blue silk cloak with wide sleeves and a hood embroidered all over with a pattern of geometric palm fronds. Jasmine has three attendants, young women who are dressed in pale lavender dresses with richly beaded and embroidered bodices. In the second act, Jasmine will wear a pale pink dress. The top exposes her shoulders, and the entire ensemble is richly embroidered and dripping in tiny beads and crystals. The Sultan is Princess Jasmine's father. As befits a sultan, he is sumptuously garbed in long cream-colored robes, embroidered and beaded with a matching turban and a wide pale blue embroidered waistband. The Sultan has a protective guard that also patrols the marketplace. They wear black harem pants, held up with wide suspenders over their bare, muscled chest. Long maroon capes hang off their backs, and while most have black turbans, a few wear bronze helmets. Jafar is the Sultan's vizier, a high official, much like a second in command. He is an evil, menacing man with a hidden agenda. He stalks about wearing voluminous black robes lined in red. On his head, he wears a black turban with a red jeweled cobra fixed to a tall, shiny feather. Jafar carries a tall, curved staff that comes past his shoulder, topped with the golden head of a cobra. Jafar has black arched eyebrows and a black beard. The beard is rolled and twisted into a point that rests at his breastbone. Jafar's sidekick is a short and round man named Iago. He wears a dark purple and pink waist-length jacket that comes to two points at the front. This is worn over a pair of enormously puffy fuchsia pants that come in tightly at the ankle. His boots curl up at the toe, and on his head he wears a small beaded purple fez with a short, curled yellow feather. The genie is an unstoppable force of nature. A natural scene stealer, filled with infectious energy, he is almost always dressed in blue. When we first meet him, he wears a pair of voluminous harem pants with a matching waist-length jacket. Printed on the fabric are dozens of textures and patterns. A long cape hangs from his shoulders almost to the floor. Later, he wears wide-legged blue velvet harem pants covered all over in a pattern of swirls and dotted with beaded gold flowers. A wide red and gold belt that comes to a point in the front circles his waist. His jacket is a mixture of fabrics and patterns, with wide gold embroidered cuffs and a wide gold and jewel-encrusted neckpiece. Gold braided cords curlicue across his chest and back, resembling smoke, and he has elaborately beaded armbands just above the elbow. In the second act, Genie will appear in a bright blue zoot suit. It has wide-legged trousers that come in close to the ankle and a long jacket that comes past the knees. He has a trim goatee and eyebrows that arch up over his eyes. His bald head sparkles in the light with glitter. Genie often comes and goes in a flash of light and a puff of smoke, frequently appearing by revolving up and down through the floor. There is an ensemble of 28 singers and dancers. For the most part, the women dress like belly dancers with short midriff-bearing tops and long skirts that sit at their hip and flare out at the bottom. When the dancers spin, the skirts whirl and ripple around their ankles. The men wear wide, draped harem pants and short open vests over bare chests and turbans. The clothing in the marketplace is filled with sunset colors, as well as intense jewel tones that pop against a desert background. Turquoise, brick red, peacock green, golden yellow, and magenta pink. All of the costumes are intricately detailed with embroidery, beading, and jewels. There is a marked difference between the costumes worn by the people in the marketplace and those in the palace. Generally, the marketplace costumes are vivid and saturated, while the palace costumes match the cool, pale-themed colors of the architecture of the palace itself. Set description. The story begins in the desert, a backdrop of golden sand and curving wind-swept dunes below a velvety blue sky. From here, we will be taken directly into a souk, a bustling marketplace inspired by the Middle East and North Africa, full of merchants selling all manner of spices, jewelry, scarves, rugs, and food. High above the marketplace hang multicolored carpets, rugs, and ribbons to block out the sun. There are five market buildings in warm orange and yellow, some with small lit windows. The buildings are decorated with intricate floral and geometric patterns, beaded curtains, tassels, and small bells. Throughout the market, vendors push brightly painted carts. These are filled with spices, food, and rugs. Some vendors hold long poles dripping with jewelry, bird cages, lanterns, and scarves. Behind the marketplace is a low skyline, the building windows shining with golden light. Intermittent tall spires or minarets reach into the dark blue sky. Aladdin lives on a small rooftop between two buildings. It is basically a narrow platform with a set of stairs. His space is small and cramped and filled with old rugs, a few pillows, and baskets. A clothesline hangs along the back and is hung with his washing. A hallway in the palace is created with a drop curtain that falls closer to the edge of the stage. On it is a beautiful, delicate filigree wall with narrow arched doorways along the bottom and tall openings along the top that are detailed with arabesque patterned fretwork that resembles lace. The wall is white with a pale blue tint and changes color when the sun shines through. Jasmine's room is a large, airy space with windows spanning the entire back wall. They are covered with filigreed screens. The windows reach to the ceiling, the top portion in the shape of an inverted heart. In the center of the room is an upholstered circular pouf. It is bordered by two exceptionally tall cone-shaped lamps that are covered in silver filigree. The lamps are lit from within, allowing the light to shine through the delicate arabesque pattern. Next to the pouf is a tall birdcage with see-through fretwork in lace-like pattern. Inside the cage are white peacocks. Jafar's lair is created with a curtain that covers the stage. His space is in the darkest, deepest part of the palace. On the curtain is a long, winding staircase that curves upward. The walls on either side of the stairs are painted a brick and snakeskin pattern. On the far right side of the room is a lectern in the shape of a cobra. On it is a fat book. We also pay a visit to the Cave of Wonders. The cave is protected by a golden tiger whose mouth is the entrance. The tiger has bright green glowing eyes and an open mouth filled with green smoke. Once inside, the cave is filled to the brim with gold and treasure. Pointed stalactites hang from the ceiling, and piled everywhere are towers of treasure, trunks and boxes overflowing with gold coins, precious gems, vases, gold plates, and jewelry. The magic carpet is purple and blue with a fringed border made of dark blue jeweled ribbons that flutter in the wind. It is curved, like a wave, to indicate the air currents that stream beneath it as it moves through the sky. The dungeon is a dimly lit space deep in the palace. A tall wall stands along the back. It is made of spiky brickwork and two sections of crisscross metal bars. Right now, hanging over the stage is a silk curtain. It is a salt-based cloth based on Kalim rugs. Kalim rugs are very intricate, rich, and geometric with repetitive patterns. The curtain is drenched in light of various hues, red, orange, blue, and violet, meant to introduce us to the colors and textures of Aladdin's world.